Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, I was thinking this morning as I was spending some time with the Lord abiding, and I came across a scripture which I think is so powerful. Proverbs 29:18. This is what it says: where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Another version says that where there is, you know, no revelation, no vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. And there's something so powerful about having vision. I see many people today that are just kind of going any which way floating, mm-hmm. right? But they have no vision. There's no sense of purpose. There's no sense of destiny. Many people today are living life on accident. They're not living life on purpose. And what helps you to live on purpose, what helps you to live with destiny and to arrive at a destination because you meant to get there, right, mm-hmm. is vision. And vision, listen, people cast off restraint. One of the key things about vision is that it keeps you focused, it keeps you aligned, it keeps you energized, because it helps you to look forward to where you're going. You have an end in mind. Mm-hmm. You know what's ahead of you. And a lot of times people can't do that. They're just kind of bumping into things because there is no vision.
Living a life of response, just kind of like
just reacting,
whatever happens. Yeah.
Just whatever happens. And I want to encourage you today. You want to have a vision. You want to have a why for what you're doing, for everything that mm-hmm. you're doing. You know, why are you going to work today? What is your vision for work? The greater your vision, the greater that you're going to show up to that place. You know, if your vision is because my job is so that I can pay my bills, then that's all that you go to work for. But if your vision is that through my workplace, I can actually glorify God, I achieve to excel and do great so that God could be glorified. And out of these resources, I'm able to take care of my family, but I'm also able to sow into ministries and into the mm-hmm. gospel. And I honor the Lord with my tithes, and I look to be an influence where I work.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's vision.
Yeah.
That gets you motivated. Well, a person that's rehearsing and looking at that vision is not waking up in the morning and saying, oh, gotta go to work today.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, yes, I get to go to work today. Maybe you're a student. You know, what's your vision? Is your vision just to, you know, I gotta get these books through and I gotta just do the school thing because that's what I'm supposed to do? Or is your vision, I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to expand my ability to learn new things and understand new things so that what I've learned, I can actually give back to God so I can help and teach others,
mm-hmm.
so that I can contribute to my society, so that I can add value. That's a vision.
Yeah.
You know, and where we don't have a vision, we cast off restraint. And when you cast off restraint, you wind up getting in trouble. Because there's nothing worse than seeing a visionless people. That's what they say many times is what's happening with the youth. The reason why they get in trouble or the reason why they wind up doing, you know, bad things, if you will, is because they have no vision for their life. They don't have a reason to be able to do things and to why go to school because no one's shared it with them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important that we take time ourselves to know what is my vision? You know, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I a part of what I'm a part of? And to rehearse it and to look at it and to read it and to get it in your DNA, get it in your spirit, yeah. and to pray over your vision. And a family that doesn't have a vision, you have a family with four or five different people with different personalities that live in this home, are supposed to live in one unit. If there is not a vision, a culture of peace, a culture of love, of cooperation, of unity, what does that family look like mm-hmm. at the end of the day? It's chaos. It's five different people doing whatever they want to do, fighting for the TV, whatever, you know? And it's like, hey, listen, we got to have a vision.
Yeah.
What's your vision for your marriage? Many people have, they go into a marriage thinking, well, I'm going to go into this relationship for what I can get out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Love means how they can love me, now how I can love them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're a believer, we have a greater vision when we get married. You know, it's to produce godly offspring, but how can we together in this union glorify God? How can us coming together be something that adds value to the kingdom and not detract the kingdom? How can we birth a family, children, offspring, and what kind of spiritual legacy can we contribute to the body of Christ and to the kingdom of God because of our union? What are we doing together, functioning as one? Mm-hmm. You tell me, with a vision like that for a marriage,
yeah,
that really helps to keep everybody restrained, living on purpose, and making sure that we're honoring everybody involved.
Yeah, and just like what you're saying, so when I think about when you're saying if you've got all these different people walking in different ways, you know, you think about the word two, it's die. D-I, but you think about, do you have two visions together? It's division. And Jesus said, any house divided against itself is going to fall.
Yes.
And you've heard it many times before that a family that prays together stays together. And it's like when you come together and say, hey, I'm walking this way and we can all walk together, how much more of a forceful step and push is that when they're all walking in the same direction as opposed to trying to pull and tug? And every day it's a tussle.
Yeah. And it's important who has the vision and who's leading, you
right.
know, because you could have a bad vision. You know, Hitler had a vision, but it was a bad vision.
Mm.
You need to have a vision from God, you know, and it's time to take time and to spend time with the Lord and ask him. Abide with him. It's the most beautiful thing you can do is spend time communicating with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and allow him to speak destiny and life into you. And to get a vision for your life, to get a vision for your workplace, to get a vision for your ministry,
yeah.
to get a vision for humanity.
I remember hearing a story, like you're saying, as far as hearing some people that have a vision for the workplace and they're excited to be there. I get to go to work. And then there's some people that say, I just got to get through this day. I just got to, oh, paycheck, right. first and the 15th.
And those are the two most exciting days of many people, yeah. right? The first and the 15th.
I remember hearing a story that there was, I guess, somebody that did a study, and I don't know this. This is from earshot, but they basically talked to each level from the highest CEO to the board to each individual department, all down this major company. And they said, you know, are you happy with your work? Are you satisfied? The one person that was satisfied and happy was a janitor.
Mm.
And when they asked him why, he had a vision. He said he wanted to start at the lowest spot so that he could learn every specific location within the company so he understood how it all worked. So as he progressed forward, he had an understanding, he had an empathy. And it's like, where is that perspective?
Yeah.
Having a vision to where you are in comparison to where you're going, it's like, okay, I've heard it many times before. It's like, it's not just about today. It's what's coming after this? And you're being faithful with the present, but at the same time, too, it's like you're saying, okay, there's a reason why I'm doing this.
Yeah. Let me give you a strategy for success at your workplace. You know, when you've been walking down the hallway, there's probably a poster or something that just says, you know, core mission or vision of the company. Let me give you a hint. If you read over those and you get those good on the inside of you, the next time you talk to your boss, instead of maybe talking about a pay raise or what's wrong with the company or what we need to be fixing, start talking about the vision. Where's the company going? When an employer hears from an employee that they get it, you know what I'm saying? That they're not here just for a paycheck, but they're on board, if you will, with the vision of the company, where the company's going. That's an employer that gets excited.
Yeah.
And that's an employer who wants to invest in that employee.
Ask your boss what his perspective is of the vision.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on the same team,
it's huge.
You know, if you're joining the team, then you win at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many people in companies, I've seen it, where the boss or the leader of the business will have one vision, and then the employees will have another vision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, these two visions are not going to coincide. You know what I mean? And if you're not the boss, what happens, if you try to push your own vision, you wind up pushing your vision somewhere else. And it comes with a brown box. You take the brown box with you, and then you go take that vision and you take it elsewhere.
Yep.
I want to encourage you today. Get vision. Helen Keller said this. Okay, she said this. What is worse than being born blind is to have eyes but have no vision. Listen, God gave you two eyes today, right? He gave you his Holy Spirit. He gave you his son, Jesus. As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian, you have every perspective. You have every reason in the world to have vision. Get vision from the Lord and live with purpose, power, and passion, as my good friend Joe Morton says.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.